Well, happy Monday to you and welcome back to the DriveCast. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint. I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And if you were around Lewis Center yesterday, you had the privilege of hearing Ray Green teach from the book of Luke. And he really talked to us about worry. And he talked to us really about how if we allow it, worry can run wild in our lives when faith fails. And we're all going to face fears. We're all going to face worries because of our humanity, because of our fallen nature. But he gave us three great ways to fight worry in our lives. We fight worry through God's care, through looking at God's goodness, and then thirdly, through looking at God's plan. I love the way that he outlined the reasons that we do tend to worry. They're real specific. He mentioned to us that we worry about our resources. We're concerned about our own security. It comes naturally to us as humans to think we don't have enough to take care of us. But the reality is God does. And so that's where we lean into his care. We worry because of situations with our family. Have we done enough? Have we cared enough? Have we given enough? And it really doesn't matter whether you're married or whether you're single. There are always things in your family that cause you to worry. They cause you to worry relationally. They cause you to worry about your legacy and your future. But at those moments, we lean into the fact that God is good, that we trust in his goodness, that he has made us part of his family. And because he's made us part of his family, he's the father, we're the children, so we don't have to manage everyone. And then, the other thing that I thought was so strong that he mentioned is not just that we worry about, our resources. We don't just worry about our family, but we're concerned about our persona. We're concerned about how we look, our appearance to others. And sometimes that feels like a good thing, but if you're not careful, that becomes a bad thing because you become reliant upon your own performance. In other words, we have this tendency to find our worth in our work. And if things go wrong at work, then we begin to doubt our worth. But the reality is we can lean into God's plan, in that so many times in our lives, we find ourselves in situations where God outdoes the things that go on at work, the things that do tend to strike at our worth, because he is doing something different in his plan. All of those things are proven for us in the cross, that God gave up a member of his family, his one and only son, to die on a cross for our sins, not for the things that he did wrong, but he gave up security so that we could have security. So there's no doubt not only that we are part of God's family, but that he cares for us because of what he did for us in Christ. And he did all of this according to his plan. So everything that we need to fight worry is proven in the love of Christ. So I'm going to pray that into our hearts and lives today, and then I'll give you the opportunity to pray it as well. God, as we begin today, as we begin a new week, God, there are certain things that we're concerned about, certain things that we, God, certain probably are worried about. So God, we just lay these things at you. We cast all of our cares upon you because you say that you care so much for us. Your care, your goodness, and your plan will help us this week to just relax and obey you. I pray, God, that we will live out of the abundance, that we will find our worth in what you've done for us on the cross and not in our work. It's in your name we pray. Now you take the opportunity to pray.